HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Miss Ishani. The COVID-19 pandemic's second wave in India has caused unprecedented devastation. In these times, we bring to you a story of a COVID-19 warrior who battled the infection and emerged victorious. 19-year-old Ishani experienced severe symptoms like cough, body ache, and high fever. While she was in isolation, slowly and steadily, with timely medical treatment, nutritious diet, and rest, she recovered. Ishani's story is one of hope, perseverance, and healing. So come, let's listen to this fighter's story.
Hi everyone, my name is Ishani and I live in Ghaziabad. I'm 18 years old and currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Delhi. My COVID diagnosis is actually a tricky one because I had to get tested twice. My first test came out negative even though I had minor symptoms, and my doctor told me to get isolated and started my medications accordingly. Then a few days later, I started running really high fever, and that's when I got tested again, and that report came out to be positive for COVID. Honestly, when I started having the symptoms initially, I got really scared because the second wave had just begun and the cases were on the rise in and around Delhi. In fact, what was most concerning was not my health, but the fear that my parents or grandparents could get the virus, which they eventually did. As soon as I started having symptoms, I did not wait for the test results to come out and immediately isolated myself in my room. By then, my sister had already tested positive for COVID, so we video called each other all the time, and that really made things easier. Our parents also constantly called us, and even my friends kept in touch. But ultimately, I was on my own because obviously nobody else could help me with anything. I had to stop attending my online classes because I was sick, and honestly, I was tired all the time. I did not feel up to anything. Even the things that I enjoyed doing earlier, like playing instruments or reading, I could not do them anymore because sitting upright for a long time was not possible for me. And because I was so heavily medicated during the first few days, I remember being drowsy throughout. The first 5-6 days were extremely draining and exhausting, but my symptoms reduced after a while, and once my fever came down, things started getting easier. But when we got to know that I had tested positive for COVID, and even my sister, everyone was scared because obviously COVID is a dangerous disease. But we realized that we had to remain calm because getting stressed would only worsen the situation. My parents were very supportive throughout. They arranged everything, medicine, video calls with the doctor, because obviously we couldn't go and meet them. And the doctors were also so busy at that time, but they would take out time to video call us whenever we arranged the appointment. And my parents supplied food every once in a while. I think it is because of them that I didn't feel lonely a lot and knew that everything would get okay, because I knew that I was being taken care of and stuff will be fine. When I had the worst symptoms, I did not feel like eating. I did not even feel like waking up. But my parents, they called me to remind me to take my medicines, to take steam thrice a day. And they were always available no matter what. And at that time, 4 people in my family were COVID positive. And still, I felt like I was being taken care of at all times. They would make food for me whenever I wanted, even if I called them at night or if they were really tired. And they arranged everything, so really they made things very much easier for me. And about my friends, sometimes I felt like I was alone, but then I would get a text from one of my friends asking me how I am. And I realized that when you were so sick and so unwell, both physically and mentally, if there's someone who checks upon you, it makes a lot of difference. So we spent time together, of course, online, and we played games, we even watched movies together. So they really helped shorten my days, and that meant a lot. I would say that catching the coronavirus and fighting with it, coming out of it, has made me stronger mentally, if anything. Of course, it has had adverse effects on everybody's mental health, including me. But taking care of myself all by myself, being all alone, confined inside my room, is something so many of us have never done. But now that I've done it, and I have done it well, I know that in the future, if I have to face another similar situation or any other challenging situation, I can look back at this time and assure myself that yes, I dealt with that, I can deal with this as well. So COVID has prepared me for a lot of challenging situations that I might face in the future. I would not hesitate for a single moment to admit that COVID was actually very mentally taxing. And there's not just one reason for this. Firstly, my body was in such a bad state that I could not even move without every part of my body hurting. Some days, I actually felt like COVID reduced me to a mere vegetable. Then I did not have any sense of purpose, because you cannot actually do anything when you're that sick. So you just lie around the whole day and you don't have anything to look forward to. And especially in the pandemic, with everything that is going around, hearing news of people you know getting the virus and even succumbing to it left, right and center, it was a very hard time. But of course, you have to take care of yourself, and I figured that self-care becomes really important in times like this. I tried to keep myself busy as much as possible. I heard songs, I talked to my friends and family, and they were very, very supportive throughout everything. And one thing that I tried, which helped me a lot, was meditation, because it really helped to calm me down whenever I got anxious, and it helped me keep my mental health in check, and also it stabilized my breath and oxygen levels, which you need to take care of if you have COVID. So I think what I'm trying to say is, in times like these, it's very important to realize that it's okay if you don't have a sense of purpose for a few days. It's fine. It's okay if you just wake up to take care of yourself, take your medicines, drink a lot of water, and then go back to sleep. Because take care of yourself, you need yourself in times like this. I realized one thing which is very important while battling with any disease is to remain positive. And I know it sounds so simple, and I do admit that it's much easier said than done. But our state of mind has a huge impact on our bodies and our healing process. So it's important to surround yourself with people who are positive and care about you and do things that make you feel good. Sometimes all we gotta do is to take care of ourselves and leave everything else for God to look after. Remember, everything will be okay. Just hang in there and take care of yourself.
So this was Ishani's story. A true She Slays fighter indeed, isn't she? We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your own health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com, and we would love to tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.